Welcome everyone to another episode of Jesus Freak. That's from Snatch. I know who I am. Hi everyone, it's me, Kristen Aline John, and you're tuned in for another episode of Jesus Freak. Jesus Freak! Jesus Freak! Jesus Freak! I have a surprise for you guys, and it's really good. So, I have a very special guest here with me today as we dig deeper into the topic of leaving our legacy of Christ, okay? And this really touches on our role as parents to pass on our spiritual skills and to pass on our spiritual knowledge to our kids. This must be part of our legacy. We will always understanding that our role as parents is very important for us to leave an inheritance. But this usually has to do with material possessions, such as, you know, homes or cars or deeds or lands or whatever it is that you've been blessed with in this life. But do you know that there are things that are even more important? And this has to do with our spiritual legacy. And I have one of the fruit of my womb, my very firstborn, Courtney Keziah John. And she is here today to introduce herself to us. Yes. Hi, Courtney. Can you introduce yourself to us?
My name's Courtney John. And I like huskies.
Yes, she does like huskies. And you've got a book recently where you were learning about them. Do you know any fun facts about huskies?
They have thick fur to survive in the wild.
Yes. So just as how we ensure that our kids have this knowledge, are we doing enough to ensure that our kids know enough about Christ? Courtney, do you feel as if your parents right now, and be very, very honest with us, we want you to tell the truth. Do you feel like we're doing enough for you to know who Jesus Christ is?
Yes.
Yes. Do you feel forced to, partake in activities that has to do with Christianity?
Sometimes, like really sometimes.
Yeah, do you get tired going to church like every Sunday?
I always get tired to go to church every Sunday because, like, I want to spend time with you. I know that you spend time with me a lot, but I really just on Sundays it's like, oh, I have a plan, and then he's like, oh, Courtney, and I ask what we doing today, and I say church, like we always do. That's what I really don't like.
Yeah. I mean, I can relate to that because when I was a kid, I used to feel very similar. It's almost like Monday to Friday, we're going to work and you're going to school. And then Saturday, we run errands. And then Sunday is church and then we do that back again. You know, so maybe that's something I think, especially with Christianity, where we do know we have to, you know, congregate with other believers, that sometimes our kids might feel a bit like we're spending too much time in church-based activities. And we never want y'all to have that feeling. So that's definitely something I'm going to tell myself. I always say that, that I can definitely work on. So what the next thing I want to ask you is, do you feel as if church is a boring place to be?
That is a very trick question, but my answer is sometimes. Mm-hmm. I mean, Sunday school is the best place I've ever been to, but the real church, I think it's boring.
Aww. I'm sorry to hear that. And that doesn't make any parent happy to hear things such as that, but we thank you so much for telling us the truth. So, is there anything about Sunday school that you like the most?
Yes, I love the art and the creative things.
Yeah, that does
And I
help.
Like how we sing songs. And I know it's about Jesus. Mm-hmm. And I really like it. Mm-hmm. And I love it. I love it. They encourage us. They make us have fun while we're learning about Jesus. That's what I like.
Yeah. And do you feel as if it's an important thing to know about.
Not really, because, you know, I'm still young, but I don't really... Maybe you think it's an important thing, but I don't really think either. What I think is an important thing is designing the environment, animals, paintings, people.
Yeah.
I don't really think that church is more important than any of those things.
Right. And do you know, I'm so glad you said that, but do you know it's not, do you know that the church itself is not necessarily that building we go and meet other believers in on a Sunday? The church is you. The church is me. The church are a group of persons dispersed all over the world that believe in the principles that God left in the Bible, and we believe in love and forgiveness, and we believe in having a sound mind, and we believe in living up to God's perfect will in our life, you know? So maybe that's something that we definitely need to work on a whole throughout the globe, just ensuring that children understand that you are the church, we are the church, you know, and it's not necessarily the building per se. All right. So have you made any friends in your Sunday school, any at all?
Yes.
Yeah, good, good. Do you talk about Jesus to any of your friends in school? Because that's a different place. What is that like?
I mean, no, I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, school is a place where you tell her about your family.
Yes.
Not Jesus. I mean, I will if I really, really, really have a strong point, but I don't feel like that's appropriate. I feel like that's just weird.
It's weird. Yeah, yeah. And you know what? That's true. Actually, I think especially in 2023 and probably as the years go on, a lot of Christians are going to be termed weirdos. And that's why I named the podcast Jesus Freak, because it almost feels as if, and you know, this is just an opinion, it almost feels as if more of the world is not really for Christianity as much as many years behind. And so we are considered the weird ones. But I'm probably weird, because anything attached to Christ, whatever that's called, that's where I want to be. And I want you to know that everything I do is literally because I know it has worked, and I'm hoping that it would work for you. But you are never forced to believe in what I believe in. But I do, my greatest wish and my greatest desire for you and my son is for both of y'all to experience Christ at an even deeper level than I have, you know? So with that being said, Courtney, yeah, would you like to tell us anything? Just tell us one thing you've learned about who Jesus Christ is, either from home or from church. Anything, just anything.
He's a savior.
He's a savior. And what do you think that means?
He rescues people.
He rescues people, yeah.
And talk to people.
Yeah. So just know that anytime you need saving from any situation, he's always just a prayer away. Yeah?
I was wondering, if Jesus could save you from any problem, then that means you could just walk into a dark room and not bump into anything, and you could try to bump into anything, but God would just... So is that what God is wishing about? Or is it just you could just walk in a dark room?
Right. I understand what he's saying, and that's a very good question. Let's give Courtney a round of applause for asking us such a beautiful question. Now, I'm going to really ask you to just take in what I'm saying. Do you know those stories in the Bible with when persons were enslaved in Egypt and they had to go into a promised land, and the only way for them to cross over was for the sea to split? Do you remember that story?
Yes, I could say it by heart.
Right. So, in that story, it had to take someone with a crazy level of faith to be able to save those persons, because God was able to split the sea apart. Right? So, in a case like that, if you have faith or you have a belief that's so big, to save you from any situation, God actually can show up and do it for you. He's done that for me several times. He's done it for many persons in the Bible, and he can do it for you too.
But you just said he could come down. But you said if he comes down, the earth will just still be the end of the world. So I'm kind of confused there.
Right. I didn't know I said come down. But God, in the Bible, when God came to a man named Abraham, it was said that he came down onto a mountain, okay? Now, know that God can take charge of anything. So he can send his angels. He can use persons. He can use a situation that's bad and turn it for good to save you. So, for example, you might be, a person might be walking on the road and they bump their toe and they cry out, ow! God is not necessarily going to fly down from the heaven and stand there, even though he can. He's not going to do that. But someone, he's going to orchestrate for someone to be walking by at the same time that may just happen to have something that can help you, whether it be a phone to call someone that you love, or whether it be a plaster in your car, or something along that line. He's just a God that always knows how to use his people to help others. He's amazing like that. And that's why it's really important for us to learn about who he is, because then we become even more sensitive to being vessels, to helping persons who are in need. Okay? So we want to thank everyone for taking a listen to us. Is there anything? Oh, that was my drum roll. It delayed there. Is there anything you want to ask, Courtney?
Yes! I want to ask about why does Charles Boone, they put oil on it, and why do they call it holy oil? Because I remember when I was a baby, they gave me a cross on my head with oil, and I feel like it's still there for some reason. It feels still moist, it feels like it's still there.
So in a Christian context, we actually believe that you're being anointed. Yeah, so that oil is blessed in the name of Jesus and the Holy Spirit, and that means that you are covered and protected, and you are sealed as a child of his, okay? But everything is really up to you. Just know that you're never forced. It is what we want for you. Know that Jesus loves you, and know that he wants great things for you. He has plans for you to prosper and to bring you to an expected end, okay? So everyone, let's give Courtney a round of applause. She's telling me which one to choose. My production manager here. Let's give her a large big up. Yeah, woohoo! Thank you so much for being a very special guest, and I appreciate your time. All right. That's all for today, folks. See you guys.